possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Do we need to start keeping as close an eye on the Cleveland Guardians as we do the Seattle Mariners? The Cleveland Guardians are the first team out in the wild card round right now, or in the wild card standings, I should say. There's a pretty big gap in the American League. There's the three division leaders. The three wild card teams are all tied. The Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox are all tied. And then the Guardians are three games back, which in late August is a somewhat substantial lead. You make up three games in a week, but three games against good teams, tough to make up. Should we be watching the wild card standings as close as we're watching the division standings right now?
I guess, yeah, we have to.
I mean, they've just, 100%. Right?
I mean, we can't sit here. They've been shut out three times in four games.
You cannot go on the rant that you did in the open about the Astros and answer no to the question, should we be watching the wild card standings?
They've been getting, they're not just getting shut out, they're getting destroyed.
They're getting killed.
Well, they're getting shut out. And even when they manage to score one run, they're still getting destroyed.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Yes, there's no end to my worst case scenarios in my brain right now.
FanGraphs, which calculates the percentage chance of teams winning the division, making the playoffs, winning the World Series, etc. FanGraphs has the Astros' chances of winning the division at 52% right now, versus the Mariners at 47%. But they've got the Mariners at nearly 9% to win the World Series and the Astros at 5.5% to win the World Series. Without looking, that has to be a function of schedule. The Astros have the Astros have an easier schedule, which allows them a better chance to win the division. But the Mariners top to bottom are a better team right now than the Astros, just in terms of the overall talent and the balance between the pitching and the offense.
How many times in one postseason can Hunter Brown go on 3 days rest? That would be my question.
How many times can he go on one day rest?
One day rest. Yeah.
Can Hunter Brown pitch all seven games?
I can't even, right now, the way the pitching has been going, I can't even go to that part of my brain where I can say, well, when the Astros get to the postseason, they can get creative with their pitching. We can have piggyback starts, and we can have middle relievers, and starters turned closers. And it's like, none of them. I don't trust any of them right now.
Dude, I wanted to say so badly after, I forget which blowout loss it was. I think it was Sunday when they lost 12 to nothing, as opposed to last night when they lost 10 to nothing, or Friday when they lost 7 to nothing and almost got perfect game. But Sean Dubin came in and just was he's been terrible since he's come back from the injured list. And he was awful, and I wanted to tweet so bad. Well, Sean Dubin's unusable. And then they bring in this Weems guy, and I'm like, well, he's unusable, but you have to use him because they're calling up Taylor Scott. They got this Weems character who sounded like somebody made up on MLB 2K, like that my kids made up on a video game. He comes in and gives up four runs or whatever it is. It's bad, man. It is bad right now. And yet, 52.1% chance to win the division, according to the computers right now.
I mean, it's not going to remain this bad forever. I mean, it can't possibly. The only thing that would be the most drastic thing that could happen is that Arrighetti or Javier or Luis Garcia have some more setbacks somehow.
Yes.
I mean, we've still got Lance.
Lance is with them. Okay, we should point this out. Lance, I'm not delivering this news to upset you. Lance is in Detroit with the Astros. That would seem to be an indication that he's coming back soon. Right, and he's not been good either. I'm just delivering the news. Brandon Walter had a setback. That's not good. He's got elbow inflammation again.
The list, when they tweeted that out yesterday, I think Chandler Rome tweeted it out that he'd had a setback, and he put the whole list
it doesn't
of
fit
everybody
in a
that's
tweet.
Injured right now. Right, yeah, you have to expand the tweet to try to look at the entire injured list.
You scroll on the Astros injury list. Yeah, it's crazy. And Luis Garcia, you mentioned his name, so I'll mention he, according to the team, is going to have at least one more rehab start. Mm-hmm. And he's been good in his last couple rehab starts.
The only thing I feel good about right now with the Astros is that they are single-handedly demonstrating how stupid batting average is as a stat, and how ridiculous it was that we followed that so closely for a full century, because they're the second best team in the league in terms of batting average.
There's no way. Are they really?
They're really high up there, yeah.
Oh my God.
They just got no pop.
They got no slug. Slug, as the kids like to say.
They might have fallen to some, but they're certainly in the top five.
Yeah, in batting average. Yeah, I had seen that too. Yeah, good batting average. No slug. All right.
They're fourth. Right,
your point remains. This does not look like a team who should be fourth in anything offensively right now. Anything.
Remember when Altuve was the batting champ, and the entire season Carlos Correa wouldn't stop talking about how stupid batting average is?
No, that was when Yuli won the batting title.
Oh, that was right. That's right. That was when Yuli won the batting title. Yep. That's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And Correa wouldn't just stop popping off about OPS. And I'm like, I agree with you, Carlos, but
your teammate,
Yuli's about to get a silver bat because of this.
Yeah. He's an older guy. He hasn't had accolades like these. Let him enjoy it.
Yeah, just let him have it, okay? Like, yeah, he's an older guy back when batting average used to matter.
He can't be such a jerk. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're off and running here on a Tuesday. Nick Caserio joins us in about an hour, 7:30. The Texans executive vice president and GM joins us on the show. Up next, we'll do some headlines. Texans did make a small signing yesterday. We'll get you up to speed on that. What did Joe Espada have to say about the Astros' very subpar performance again last night? A signing inside the division in the AFC South. So we'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.